and welcome back to Money Talks with Lucan District Credit Union. My name is Paula Maguire, the CEO here in the Credit Union. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing the Fair Deal scheme. I'm delighted to be joined today by Tom Murray of fairdealadvice.ie. You're very welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Paula. Lovely to be here.
It would be fair to say that the Fair Deal scheme is a complex area that people find maybe a bit scary and they don't really understand it. So we're hoping today that you'll be able to shed a bit of light on it for us.
Yes, certainly the Fair Deal is quite complex. It's certainly not as simple as the HSE might like you to think. And biggest problem with it, there's a lot of misinformation on it out in the public domain. It is important to get good advice on it. So hopefully today we'll be able to give you a good overview and your listeners be the wiser.
That's great. I suppose just to kick off, what is the Fair Deal scheme?
Well, the Fair Deal scheme is a scheme operated by the HSE to assist those who need to go into nursing homes to fund their care. The scheme is now up and running for about 15 years, and prior to its introduction, it was very difficult to get any assistance for long-term care, which resulted in a lot of people who needed to be in nursing homes being kept at home and receiving care by their loved ones, but perhaps not the care that they needed.
Yes.
As their loved ones couldn't afford to pay for the care costs. So the Fair Deal was brought in to really make long-term care affordable for all.
Yes. Which was a very good idea because, you know, as people age, they definitely need more professional care, medical care.
Absolutely. And like, we have an aging population, which we're continuously reminded of, and it's growing in size, and not everybody needs care, but, you know, the statistics are roughly about 30% of people over 70 need long-term care at some stage. And obviously, as you get older, that percentage increases. So it is a very important funding model for older people.
So who can apply for the scheme, or who's eligible to apply?
Well, anybody can apply for the scheme. You don't have to have a house, you don't have to have assets, you don't have to have cash. Anybody basically can apply, and that's the beauty of the scheme. Not everybody will qualify. If you are extremely wealthy, you probably won't qualify for the Fair Deal. But 97% of our customers do qualify for the scheme. And the rest, we would come up with alternative funding solutions for them.
That's good advice. The next step is the steps to go through the scheme, or how to apply for the scheme.
Well, you have to apply for the scheme, first of all, you have to complete an application form. The application form itself is 40 pages long, but don't be daunted by it. It's 40 pages long because it covers every eventuality of every connotation that you could be part of. And in reality, most people only need to fill out about 12 to 14 pages of the application.
Yes.
So fill out the application, and then you're assessed for, first of all, a care needs assessment. And that's just to ensure that the person needing care is worthy of one of the 23,000 bed spaces that are available within the scheme, that they have genuine care needs to join the scheme. And once you pass that assessment, then you undergo the financial assessment. The financial assessment basically works on the basis that the less you have, the less you pay, and perhaps the more you have, the more you pay. So a single person will be expected to contribute 80% of their income and 7.5% of their assets, less 36,000, which is an allowance, towards what's called the cost of care. And the cost of care is basically the rate that the HSE pay a nursing home for the weekly care for people under the scheme, and the applicants generally contribute towards that.
Yes. Or just to flesh out that a little bit more, Tom, the care needs assessment, who conducts that, or who fills that in?
The care needs assessment is filled out by the applicant's family or the applicant if they have the capacity. And then the actual assessment is carried out by the HSE. So they'll actually call out to your house, or if you're hospitalised, they'll visit you in hospital and they'll determine your care needs.
Okay.
As I say, if you're a single person, you pay 80% of your income and 7.5% of your assets. But then if you're a married person, and the HSE recognises that the person at home will need to continue to have an income and continue to be able to, you know, fund their living expenses. So they pay 40% of the combined income coming into the family, and they pay 3.75% of their assets towards their care, and they're allowed the first 72,000 of their assets charge free.
So that's on the basis basically that the assets are jointly owned.
It doesn't matter.
Only half the assets will apply to the person going into the nursing home.
It doesn't matter whether the assets are owned singly or jointly. When you're a couple, all assets owned are assessable.
So that, you know, that's, I think it's the part that people have a big fear about, is that if they do go into a nursing home, that the HSE is going to take everything off them. But there are caps in place, so it's not it's not to be scared of, really, is it?
The biggest problem with the Fair Deal is listening to people who talk about it. The infamous Irish experts, who are your friends, work colleagues, relatives, etc.
The barroom barristers. Yes.
And that has unfortunately created a lot of fear around the Fair Deal, because people do believe they're going to lose their house, they're going to lose all their savings, and that there'll be nothing left for their children or for their spouse to live on. And that's all rubbish. If you go back to what I said, if you're a married person, for instance, they ask you to contribute 40% of your combined income. That leaves 60% of your income for yourself. They also then ask for just 3.75% of your assets. Now, if you take 3.75% of your assets, you're never going to take 100%, are you? So you just contribute 3.75% of your assets each year. And there is a big allowance against that of 72,000. So it's not going to take all your assets or all your money from you. And you just be contributing based on your assessment, effectively.
Okay, so that dispels that myth.
Absolutely.
And I know there's a further cap, isn't there? So that only applies for the first 3 years
in care. The first 3 years in care, your house is assessable. And after 3 years, your house is exempt.
Okay, so you're only paying, if a married couple, you're only paying 3.75
for three years. And there's further element to the Fair Deal, which we have a lot of people, particularly, say, in Dublin, in South Dublin, around, and throughout Ireland, actually, you know, who are, might be in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and they would be asset rich, as in property asset rich, but cash poor, you know, because, you know, if you've lived to be 90, possibly abuse a lot of your savings, or maybe you never had an opportunity to have savings. So there is another aspect of the Fair Deal called the nursing home loan, or the ancillary loan.
Yes.
And you can apply for that as part of your application. And if you do that, you can basically defer the contribution that your house calculates at until after you pass, or after your spouse passes, if you're married.
Yes.
So that means that, you know, if you have a big asset like a house, you don't actually have to come up with 7.5% of that value, or 3.75% of that value in your lifetime. You can defer it, and that can be settled then from your future estate.
Yes. So it just takes the pressure off needing that cash up front.
It takes the pressure off where there might be a couple at home, you know, where you're part of a couple. The spouse at home would still have costs. They'd still have a house, maybe cars to run, PHI, all the usual expense. And they might be worried that, oh my, if I pay the asset contribution, I won't have any savings for our future.
I won't have a house to live in. That might be a concern as well.
So with the loan, that allows people with less cash to defer that element and to make the care even more affordable.
Yeah, I think that's very
good. In most cases, those people would only be contributing 80% of their income or 40% of the combined income, and the rest of their cash assets would probably be below the exemption levels.
Yeah, you very know. Good. Yeah, that's. I think that clarifies it a little bit more. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
Because it is an area people really get caught up in.
And where the Fair Deal kicks in is, say, if the cost of care for a nursing home was $1,300 a week, and if your income and asset assessment came in at $800, the HSE give you a subsidy or free money of $500. So they pay the gap.
Yes.
Now, there's some people also that when they do their income and asset assessment, because, say, they live in Dublin, where you quite easily have a house worth 700,000, even though it might be quite a modest house, as I'm sure you're all too familiar with.
Yes, indeed.
Well, when they, particularly a single person, if you do their income and asset contribution, sometimes they technically on the financial assessment, their cost of care contribution could exceed the actual cost of care for the nursing home. But the good thing is, if they apply for the nursing home loan, they will only have to pay the cost of care of the nursing home. So if their assessment came in at 1500 a week and the cost of care was 1325, if they apply for the loan, they will only have to pay towards the 1325.
Yes.
So the Fair Deal is still open to those people.
Very good. And the next step is, can they choose their own nursing home, or are they limited to whatever the HSE
gives them? There's only one nursing home in the country that isn't in the Fair Deal, and that's down in Blackrock. Every other nursing home in the country, is about 400, are in the Fair Deal scheme. There's no such thing as free care. So even your local HSE community hospital, if you're going into there, they have a Fair Deal rate as well. So there's no kind of, well, look, I hold out there now and I'll try and get into a community hospital because my care will be free. It won't be. Your medical card isn't going to cover this. So basically, it's up to the family in general to pick their nursing home. The HSE generally don't dictate a nursing home. Now, sometimes what happens is you could be inside a HSE hospital and they could have completed everything that they need to do or can do for your condition. And the assessment could be that, look, this person now needs to move into long-term care. And the hospital would be very keen to move that person out of an acute bed, of which, you know, there's a general national shortage. So they might actually suggest or kind of encourage a person to go into a nursing home that may be available.
Yes.
Now, that nursing home may be available but may not suit you. Because, you know, it may be the nursing home is in Holt and you're living in Lucan or something and you don't have a car and it's very difficult. You can move nursing home at any point within the scheme and you can pick your own nursing home. Now, the ideal scenario is that you pick the nursing home that's closest to you, but they may not always have availability at the time. So you might have to compromise initially and then go on a waiting list for the other nursing home that's your preferred choice, and then you can move to that particular nursing home when a bed comes available and your funding can transfer across.
Excellent, yeah. So they're not limited to any particular nursing home, which is great. No. And I suppose the next thing is, what is covered by the Fair Deal scheme and what is not covered, more importantly?
Yeah. Well, what's covered by the Fair Deal scheme basically is your bed, board, care, laundry, any medical dressings, etc., unless some people have some extra costs on medical dressings. But in general, all your care needs, all your food, all your laundry. So basically, that's what's mainly covered by the Fair Deal scheme. So it's 99% of your needs are covered. What isn't covered, bizarrely, is entertainment and activities.
Yes.
Which is something that HICWA, who regulates all the nursing homes and ensure that they're operated at a high standard, insists. And if you're trying to run a nursing home and you have 80 people in it, you must entertain them, otherwise you'll have a riot.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely.
So,
yeah,
so but for some bizarre reason that's not covered by the Fair Deal scheme. So families are charged, usually by nursing homes, non-HSE nursing homes only, an extra cost for activities and entertainment, and those costs are called service fees. Now, you do have to be particularly careful in Dublin, because those service fees can range from €50 to €700 a week. Now you say, €700 a week.
That's a lot of entertainment.
What am I getting? Now, sadly, look, there's about 10 nursing homes, mainly in South Dublin, in probably the wealthier suburbs, that are charging this excessive fee. And I can assure you, you know, some of these nursing homes have 70, 80 residents. You know, so if you do the math, 70 times 700 or 70 by 500, that's 35,000 a week in service fee income they have. I can assure you Bono isn't coming in serenading you to bed at night. So it is kind of profiteering. So what you have to do really when you're picking your nursing home is you need to be careful and you need to ask, what are your extras? So typically in kind of South Dublin, North Dublin, in 95% or 96% of nursing homes, you can expect to pay a weekly service fee of between 50 and 75 euros a week.
Yes.
But the most important thing to do when you're picking your nursing home or when you're phoning up the nursing home, is ask them, what are your extras over and above the fair deal? Now, obviously, apart from the service fee, you will have other costs such as hairdressing, chiropody, physiotherapy, aromatherapy, items like that that you elect to have.
Yes.
If you want your hair done every day of the week, you'll pay for that.
Yes.
You know, but they're your choice. And when you go into a nursing home, you'll be asked to sign, whether you go in privately or in the fair deal, you'll be asked to sign a contract of care. And that contract will outline all the costs that you're likely to incur.
Yes.
And they have to specify those costs, and then you sign up to those.
Okay. So there's no surprises.
So there should be no surprises, but do ask, what are the extras? Because that is the most important thing, because if you get that wrong and you go into one of the nursing homes that charge the higher service fees, you're adding 25,000-30,000 euros to your care bill a year, which could be avoided by picking the nursing home next door, which for the exact same entertainment activities might charge 2.5.
Yeah, so that's really one of the pitfalls or areas that you could get caught.
That's one of the things that you have to be open-eyed with. And sometimes where you could get caught out in that is if the social worker in the hospital is keen to discharge you to free up beds, and we've seen this, they sometimes will transfer you to one of those nursing homes, and they'll agree to fund the care until your application is processed and approved. And you may think, gosh, this is a lovely nursing home, but in that period of time that you're in there, you won't realize that there's this 500 euros extra once the fair deal is approved. And at that stage, you know, your loved one is settled in there for 9 or 10 weeks, and you're kind of thinking, oh, she's all settled in, and suddenly this bill arrives, and you say, what the hell is that? You do have to be just a bit careful. You know, even if your loved one is being transferred from a hospital to a nursing home and it's been suggested by a social worker, do phone up that nursing home and say, look, my mum is being transferred to you by transitional care relief from, you know, Tala or James's or wherever. Obviously, she now needs long-term care. Just before she transfers, would you mind telling me what are the extras, so we can plan the long-term financing?
Very good. And that's the type of advice that you give, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we give full advice on the fair deal. So basically, the advice I'm giving you here today is it's generic. It covers everything, but we give specific advice. So a lot of people have different situations and dynamics in their families, and they would contact us, and our service then would customize the advice to their financial circumstances. And then we would advise them what they can and can't do, how they can save money every year, options for their home, how to deal with capacity issues that might arise, how to deal with taxation savings that could be available, and how to avail of short-term funding from the HSE. And then we also assist families completing the application form, which, when you're faced with a 40-page document, can be very daunting.
Yes.
So that's what we basically specialize in.
You can also assist and aid with the financial assessment.
Yeah, we do all the financial assessment as part of that service, and we'll tell them exactly how much they're going to be expected to contribute.
Yes.
So they know day one we're going to the fair deal, and this is how much we should be paying. Now, the great thing about having that bit of work done is that if the HSE make an error on your assessment, well, if Tom Murray from fairdealadvice.ie says your assessment is 800 a week, and if the HSE come in and says it's 1,000 a week, well, the first thing you do is, why is there a difference?
Yes.
Tom said it was only 800. So the HSE, like everybody, makes errors. But if you don't know what your assessment should be, you won't know it's an error. You could accept 1,000, and you could overpay for the whole period of that person's life without actually knowing it.
Yeah, that's actually a great reason alone just to go and get the advice.
Our advice is probably the cheapest advice you can get when you consider how much care costs over time in that regard. Because, you know, as I say to people, you're going for a mortgage, if you're going for a pension, you generally get advice. When you're going into care, if you think about it, most people potentially are paying 500 to 800, maybe more per week towards their care. That's a huge financial commitment. Why wouldn't you get advice for that?
Absolutely. And as you say, it could actually save you money in the
long run. It will save you money, because we'll tell you how to save money. Now, there are a few things that you can do to save money over time, which a lot of people don't do. One of those is every 12 months, you can ask for your cash assets to be reassessed.
Okay, and people, I know people don't do that.
No, and it's terrible because, you know, if you're paying upfront for your house contribution and your cash asset contribution, your savings could fall by maybe 30 or 40,000 a year just for the first 3 years. And if you're proactive and if you write the HSE every year and say, please reassess my cash assets as they've fallen by 40,000, well, your loved one's contribution will reduce by 7.5% of that 40,000 once that assessment is done.
That's a significant saving.
And that's a significant sum of money. It's about 3,500 or something. So you divide that by 52, that's nearly 70 euros a week.
That would make a big difference to people.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't help themselves because they don't know about that. And they just sign the form, they send it in, and they kind of forget about it. And often, like, they could be paying a contribution, 100,000 in savings, when there's only maybe 50,000 left in the bank, and they're wasting money every year, which can be avoided.
That's shocking. Now, I wasn't even aware of that myself. So that's very nice piece of advice.
I always say to people, if you have any kind of smartphone, put it in as a calendar reminder. 12 months time, reassess mum's contribution.
Absolutely. I had a couple of questions just on, I know you touched on if there's a bed available or not in a nursing home. I do know that there's limited beds available, just is touched on that 23,000.
Yeah.
So if you're assessed and, for example, there's no beds available, you might be on a waiting list for a while.
The waiting lists in general are not that long. Like in Lucan here now, you're kind of on the edge of South Dublin, bordering with North Dublin. In North Dublin, in recent years, there's been great investment in new nursing homes. So there is plenty. Like you rarely would be looking for a bed in North Dublin for much more than a couple of days or a week.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you shop around, like there's been significant investment there out towards Swords and up around this direction as well.
Yes.
With brand new homes. South Dublin itself can be a bit harder to get a bed, but if you go west, out towards City West and out towards Talla, that direction, there's generally more availability. But the more in South Dublin, like the more, if you're trying to get a bed around, say, Black Rock, Dunleary, Stillorgan, around that area, it can be quite tight. There's a new nursing home now opened recently in Leopardstown, which is great. That's brought 80 beds into the system. But that's been the first real nursing home of any significance that's opened in South Dublin in the last, I'd say, couple of years. Whereas in North Dublin, we've seen multiples of that opening.
And of course, as you mentioned already, the additional costs is where you can be cut.
Yeah, but what I would say as well is where people sometimes make a mistake when they're going for a bed is they go on a waiting list and they expect the nursing homes to phone them. And because a lot of people go on multiple waiting lists, the nursing homes generally are kind of oversubscribed. So they don't really sit down on the phone and go through their waiting list. Oh, sorry, you've got a bed elsewhere. Oh, sorry, you've got a bed elsewhere. So they generally don't phone you up.
Yes.
And I know my own experience, my late father-in-law went into care down in Kerry and he was living in Killarney and there was no beds there at the time. So he actually ended up going to a nursing home in Kenmare that was excellent. But at the time, my mother-in-law was thinking that maybe we'd get him back to Killarney. So I put his name down in 5 or 6 nursing homes in Killarney. Only one of them ever phoned me back, and that was about 6 months later. So you must, when you're looking for a bed, be proactive. I recommend do a phone around every week.
Okay.
And sometimes what I'd say to you is, you know, if you're in the application process and if a bed comes up in the nursing home that would be your number one choice, but your Fair Deal application hasn't been approved, you should perhaps consider taking that bed and paying privately for it until the application is processed.
It won't damage your application.
It won't impact the application, but it will make sure that you get the bed in the nursing home of your choice. And you will have to pay the private rate, which can be up to 700 euros higher than the Fair Deal rate. But that'll only be for a period of time, for maybe 4 or 5 weeks, while you're waiting for the application to be processed, approved. And as soon as the Fair Deal kicks in, then your rate will go down to what your calculated contribution is.
Okay. I have another question, Tom, and this is about maybe if a single person goes into a nursing home and maybe the family don't immediately want to sell the family home.
Mm-hmm.
they can rent that house out. What are the tax implications of that, or what are the implications of that for the person in the nursing home?
Basically, what I would say to you, there's two things really on that. First of all, if you think your loved one is going to be going into care, do not sell the house until they go into care and until their fair deal is approved.
Okay.
If you don't follow that order, and if you sell the house before they go into care and before they're approved for fair deal, the net proceeds from the sale will be treated as a cash asset and will be chargeable for the rest of that person's life. If you go into the nursing home, get approved for the fair deal, and sell the home, the net proceeds then are only charged until the person is in care for 3 years.
Okay.
After that, they're exempt. So that's very important, first of all. The second thing then is if you go to rent the house, the good news is that since February, rent is exempt as an income under the income assessment under the fair deal.
Okay.
And that came in, there was a deal done with the independent TDs last year to get them to vote in favour of the eviction ban. And that was the carrot that somebody came up with. And it is beneficial for some people if they wish to rent out their house. It means the rent is not accessible from a fair deal point of view. And some people, what they do is if they're taking out the nursing home loan, they rent out the house and they lodge the money in the credit union or wherever. And they have the money, the rent and money building up on one side, the loan building up on the other. And then when their loved one passes, there's funds there to pay off a substantial part of the loan.
Okay.
So that can work quite well. And the other good news about renting under the fair deal is that you are entitled to tax relief on your care home contribution. So anything that you pay towards the care, you get tax relief on it.
Yes.
And in most cases, that tax relief should be more than enough when it's added to your personal allowances to make the rental income tax-free as well. Okay. So it does mean that you could have the rent literally 100, you could retain most of the rent effectively for the person in care. Now, there are complications when you rent houses, which, you know, rental in Ireland at the moment, it's becoming very much a long-term commitment.
Yes.
And tenants' rights are increasing and landlords' obligations are increasing. And funny enough, a friend of mine who's a solicitor was talking over this with me and he said, so if I own my house, I have rights, but if I rent it out, I have obligations. I said, that's a good way of putting it.
That actually pretty well sums it up.
And where you have to be careful is if you rent out the house, you know, you will have the RTB coming in to inspect it, the Rental Tenancy Board. They may expect you to invest in the house to bring it up to their safety standards, usually around wiring and plumbing and fire safety. And then you're going to have a tenant who'll be entitled to 12 months notice. And once they're in the house, they're entitled to 180 days notice if you want to move them out.
Yes.
Now, most people who go into long-term care do so for about 2.5 years by the law of averages. And you have to kind of ask yourself, am I going to get the return on the rent to cover the investment that the RTB may require? And then if I want to get somebody out when my loved one passes, are we going to be able to get the tenant out of the house in time to repay, say, the nursing home loan or to distribute the estate? So that, so it's not all black and white.
So there's quite a significant number of areas, really, that people should get advice on.
Well, like, you can, in our website, I've written two articles, www.fairdealadvice.ie. If you go into our blog, you can see I've written two articles. One was on the front page of The Independent last year, and one I just wrote just shortly after the rent became free in February. And I basically put in the upsides and downsides. So if anybody is considering it, they can look at our website, and that'll just give them some topics to think about before they make that decision.
Okay.
You know.
So I know you've mentioned your website there, fairdealadvice.ie.
Yeah.
Now, there is a charge. You do have a charge involved for your service. So there's no point in saying here that it's free advice.
It's not a free, like, it's, we're
but
not.
But it's money well spent.
We're not funded by anybody. We're totally independent and objective and confidential. So our fees start from €369, that's 300 plus VAT. And then if you want full advice, plus assistance with the application. Our fees are range from 400 to 500 euros, depending whether or not you want to report. So we consider our fees good value for money, considering what you get and the level of support that we offer our customers. And given the financial commitment that long-term care involves, it's money well spent.
Well, I think, because you've given a fair few tips there on how people can actually save money by even getting the annual review done. I mean, people don't know that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that alone would save the money. So in that instance, I think that would be definitely money well spent.
Yeah, and in given the kind of length of time we have to talk today, you know, there's only so much information that I can kind of communicate.
Yes.
You know, so there are lots of other benefits as well that people would benefit from the service.
Well, I think I think we were hoping to get the podcast is to kind of demystify the whole area, because it is very confusing and people really don't understand it. So, I mean, you've certainly given us plenty of food for thought there, Tom. So that's great. But if people do want to contact you and, you know, get the advice, how do they do that?
They can email us at advice@fairdealadvice.ie. Or alternatively, they can phone us on 086-601-5042.
That's great.
And our phone lines are open 7 days a week, 9 to 9. But usually the weekend, we're just scheduling appointments for the following week.
Yeah.
You know, we meet clients from 9 a.m. in the morning right into the evening. So we facilitate home working.
Yeah.
If people are working during the day, we'll start our latest appointment at probably 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, we find if we go any later, people's concentration isn't there.
So you're open to people that themselves are thinking about going into a nursing home, or maybe their children are looking.
Yeah. Like, we have a couple of couples, different types of clients. We have some people who are planning for the future. So we have quite a few people who are coming up to retirement, and they're worried about long-term care because they've all the misinformation perhaps, and they want to enjoy their retirement. So they just want to box off that section. So they say, look, if we end up going to long-term care, what's it going to cost us? You know, how can we afford it? Should we structure our assets this way or that way? So there's some customers like that. We then have customers who are looking after their loved ones at home and are starting to struggle, and they can see the potential that they're not going to be able to maintain the care at home for much longer. So they're proactive, and they come to us saying, I think my mom needs care shortly. We'd like to work out, you know, a fair deal and what's involved in it.
Well, I think with the best will in the world, Tom, people that are trying to care for their parents or their loved ones, you know, they really want to mind them at home, but maybe they don't have the skills or the medical knowledge to do it.
Sadly not, and like, they kind of lose their objectivity. And sadly, what happens after a while, there is a need for medical intervention, and home care will work to a certain point. But after a while, the person who's in care or who needs the care actually does need the medical intervention. And also the carers sometimes care for too long with detrimental impacts on their own health and well-being.
I know that can happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, a nursing home can give you that medical assistance and nursing care that you need 24/7, and you don't have that worry at all.
And you know, like, temperatures can be checked every day. So if there's any sign of a peak, infections are cut off before they manifest themselves.
Yes.
Whereas, like, home care is great. Carers come in, they assist you, but they are carers. They'll help you get up, they'll help you dress, they'll help make your dinner, help you eat, put you to bed, you know, and keep you company.
I think it's well documented, Tom, that they don't have the time for the niceties. They just can come in and do the basics.
And sadly, like, the HSE, like, can give care packages, but often they struggle to get the people to fulfill those care packages. And a lot of people are getting a half an hour here, half an hour there.
Yeah.
Now, quite an important thing to do is, if you're in a situation where you think that care is needed potentially in the next couple of months, key thing is get the application in early, because the application in Dublin takes 10 weeks to be processed and approved, and it could take slightly longer if the loan is applied for. So you can actually apply in advance of need of the person going into care. They'll probably qualify for the care needs assessment if you're even thinking about it, okay, just because of their condition. But you can apply in advance of the person going to care. And once it's approved, you've got 6 months to take up the offer.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're anyway uncertain, you should view it by applying, or you should almost view it as an insurance policy. Because then if somebody needed care, say, in 14 weeks after the application, the funding is there, and they go into the nursing home only having to pay their contribution.
Yes.
With the loan in place, if they're having the loan, everything is in place.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, suddenly ending up in a situation, mum's in hospital, she needs care, and then potentially having to fund 10 weeks
private care. Yeah. You've certainly given us a lot of food for thought, Tom, and I hope that the listeners will get a lot out of that, because there is a lot of mystery surrounding it. And I don't think, I know from researching this myself and trying to get somebody like yourself on to talk about it, there isn't an awful lot of information out there.
No, and that's why we exist. And we're totally, as I say, we're the leading advisors on Fair Deal in Ireland. We're totally independent. We're not looking to sell anything other than advice on the Fair Deal. We're not interested in selling investment products or anything like that. All we want to do is to help you on that difficult journey to make sure you get the best financing package for your loved ones.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that, Tom. Very insightful. And thank you very much for joining us today. So it's Tom Murray of fairdealadvice.ie. And if you have any questions, I'd suggest you go to their website and the contact details are on there. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Lucan District Credit Union. Lucan District Credit Union is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.